Current state here on WKAR. Wednesday means it's Neighbors in Action when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about the Mid-Michigan chapter of an organization I'm sure you're familiar with, the Red Cross. Here to tell us more about the impact of the Red Cross's disaster impact teams is volunteer Joyce Neumeyer. We're also joined by Allison Haller, a young woman who became a client of the Red Cross after her apartment was damaged in a fire earlier this year. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joyce, I think a lot of people probably know the Red Cross for their work with blood drives, but might not be aware of what they do for disaster victims. And this isn't just about large-scale natural disasters, hurricanes and tornadoes.
Right.
What other kinds of, what smaller-scale situations do you encounter in Mid-Michigan as well?
We respond to house fires, to apartment fires, and basically we respond to renters who do not have insurance.
I see.
And so when we get to a place where there has been a fire, we talk to the fire chief, we assess how Red Cross, through the donated dollars, can help them. If they've lost everything and if they have no place to go, we put them up in a motel for 3 nights. We give them a clothing allowance and a food allowance.
That's for 3 days?
Correct.
That's a standard approach that
Correct.
You take.
Correct.
And how many volunteers do you have?
Right now on the disaster action team, which are the teams that respond to fires, we have about 25.
Okay, that seems like pretty good participation.
It's a good participation. We can always use more.
Yeah. Allison, you connected with the Red Cross after a fire in your apartment building just this January. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Yeah, actually on February 20th, a fire broke out on the fifth floor of the Marketplace Apartments, the brand new apartment complex downtown Lansing. Mm-hmm. I lived on the fourth floor, and basically somewhere around 5:30, a fire broke out. It actually was a new renter who had just moved in and actually had only been there, from what I've heard, a couple of hours. So they moved in and had some boxes and stuff and just happened to set them down on the electric stove, which kind of got moved around and shifted and turned the stove on.
Uh-oh.
So when that happened, of course, they didn't do it intentionally nor knew at that time. They had left, went to Target, did whatever, and a fire broke out. Mm. So because of that fire, then the water damage went all the way down from the fifth floor, fourth floor, and all the way down to ground level, and then also had reached the apartments to the side. So 12 units were actually condemned and hurt for as far as water damage, soot damage.
Was it sprinklers, automatic sprinklers then, or fire personnel?
Yeah, I think it was a mixture, especially for me who lived directly under the fire. I'm sure I got kind of the extra water from the firefighters coming in the unit above me, but most of it was from the excess water just seeping through the different levels.
And even more alarming, I mean, this sounds alarming, you were not there at the time?
I was not. I was actually in Dallas, Texas, and so I lived there for 7 years, and I was back just visiting. And my little brother, who had just recently moved in with me, was there. So here I am 1,200 miles away, and I get a call from my brother. It was like, "Do you like swimming pools?" And I was like, why?
You didn't lose your sense of humor,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, so it was very nerve-wracking, and obviously just on the cusp of hysteria, because here I am 1,200 miles away, and I'm helpless, can't do anything.
Allison Haller is one of our guests, along with Joyce Neumeyer, and we are talking about the Mid-Michigan chapter of the Red Cross here, and about the particular services that they offer with their disaster impact teams. You just heard about Allison's challenge stemming from just about a month ago. Joyce, how does the Red Cross connect then with people who need these services?
Most of the time we get a call from the fire department saying, "We have a fire, we can use Red Cross to come." They call our dispatcher calls one of the responders, actually two of the responders, because we never go out alone, and then we go to the fire. In Allison's case, she actually called Red Cross and said, "Is there any way you can help me?" And I met with her, assessed what was going on, and we did assist her because she lost all her food, obviously, from water.
What were your most particular needs after this incident then, Allison?
Immediately, it was kind of finding some sort of shelter. What's next was our first thing. Second thing kind of was kind of evaluating everything and seeing damage-wise what they could help out. So whether that was linens or clothing or food or any kind of help that we could get as far as kind of, you know, starting over again.
Are you back in the apartment now?
I'm not. I actually am living at one of their sister properties. I moved because my unit, as of now, and I think the majority of them still, are completely condemned still.
And now, do you have a date at which, they're condemned. Okay,
yes.
So smoke
so
damage.
So they're all the way down to the studs, rebuilding, regutting, all of
course.
It.
Yeah. Now, I understand you didn't have renter's insurance, so all of the stuff that needed to be replaced was going to have to come out of your own pocket.
Correct.
What was the Red? I mean, we heard about financial assistance. Was the Red Cross able to help there?
Yeah, I've had renter's insurance in the past, and I moved into that property in the end of December. So with the holidays and stuff, you're just busy, and of course, it's a hard lesson to learn with no renter's insurance, especially considering it's so minute as far as money-wise. So that's really, the Red Cross stepped in and helped us with, luckily we didn't lose, you know, a lot of things, but we did lose some electronics. And so the Red Cross was successful in stepping in with helping with linens and stuff like that had soot damage or needed to be cleaned because there was so much excessive water damage.
Allison Haller is a Lansing resident who became a client of the Red Cross Disaster Impact Team here from the Mid-Michigan chapter of the American Red Cross. Joyce Neumeyer is a volunteer with the Disaster Impact Teams. Joyce, what kind of training do volunteers have to go through to be a part of a disaster action team then?
There are classes online that they have to take. They have to go through an interview process with one of our other volunteers. And that person assesses, is this person really ready to become a responder? Mm-hmm. And then I have set up a class where I meet with potential volunteers, talk to them about how to speak to clients, how to be empathic, which most of them know, but we just kind of give a refresher on that. And then there's a lot of paperwork that has to, as Allison can attest to, that has to be filled out at the scene. So we go through how to fill out the paperwork.
You provide assistance with accommodations, but also with cash. How big of an account do you have to help with people with that?
Well, I don't know the money that we have available. I just know when we respond to a disaster, we are able to help that client however we can. And we go by a standardized price list. So if it's a family of four and they have lost everything, we look at our price list and we see food for four people, we allow this amount. Clothing for four people, we allow this amount. Mm-hmm. So there's no room for any subjectivity, which is what I really, really like. No biases have to come in. This is how much the family of four would receive.
What about follow-up? I mean, do volunteers stay in contact with clients after those initial meetings where you're helping them just with the basic needs like housing and food? What kind of follow-up do you offer?
That's a very good question because that's something we are presently working on. Typically, if a person has other referrals or if they have a caseworker somewhere, we say you need to call your caseworker. We are now working on a program where we follow up with the client and ask, were you able to follow up with your caseworker? What assistance did you get? And our goal with this recovery process is to get the client back to their pre-disaster standard of living. So we will follow a client as long as it takes. It could be months, it could be days.
Lauren, it sounds like the disaster impact team played a huge role here in helping you start to get back on your feet.
Yeah, I couldn't thank them enough. And I mean, truthfully, I'm here especially today not only give awareness, but also pay back and give them accolades for stepping in and helping. They not only helped us, obviously, monetarily, but they helped us emotionally and just kind of taking being the lever of the stress level of such an event. And then also, Joyce also stepped in and helped to provide labor to help us move from our old unit that was condemned to our new unit. So there's also services out there that, you know, people may not think of firsthand that they also can work with other associations and organizations as far as having labor or people come in and actually physically help you move or, you know, get set up again to restart.
We're just about out of time, but Joyce, if someone's listening and wants to join a disaster action team, what do they do?
Well, they could call, and I will give the phone number. It's 517-702-3318. And we would welcome any new volunteers. If they don't want to respond to a disaster, there are other places that we can use their assistance.
There you go. They're looking for Neighbors in Action, the Mid-Michigan Red Cross Disaster Impact Team, 702-3318. We've been talking about the Red Cross of Mid-Michigan's disaster action teams, volunteers that help disaster victims get back on their feet. And we want to thank our guests, Red Cross volunteer Joyce Neumeier and Allison Haller, who turned to the organization for help after an apartment fire earlier this year. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you. Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions at currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, please, or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.